You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot's going to talk Browns with us coming up in less than 20 minutes. So we'll check in with Mary Kay, see what the latest is on the Browns, even though it feels like things aren't really going big news coming out of there. You never know. You never know when we talk to Mary Kay. So obviously, when the Browns are a topic, there's something to talk about, and we will talk to her again in like 19 minutes. Jeff, you know, as we sat there and we talked about, you know, this Darius Garland being dangled out there for Kevin Durant, and you know, what does it say
according
about
according to a report, right?
Yeah, and then also, what does it say if it's true? And we're assuming it is. What does that say about the Cavs' offseason plans? You know, would you be happy if they kind of stay where they are? Then over the weekend, you know, you or in Game 7. You know, you have the big injury. Boston had a big injury. And then you wonder, did the Cavs, you know, chances of winning the East get better by the fact that you've got, you know, two major players that are hurt in the East? And, you know, you were talking about the four seed. You're talking about the one seed going into this year's playoffs. And then, you know, if you just kind of look ahead and try to figure out, and I just think it's way too early to do this, but, you know, you start looking at odds and FanDuel and, you know, just kind of looking at some of the FanDuel research, they've got the Cavs as the favorite in the East. Now, is that
number two in the NBA?
Yeah. Does that mean that they're, you know, because of betting purposes, that people are like, oh, I'll take that bet.
Correct.
Or does FanDuel actually believe the Cavaliers are the best team in the East, will win the Eastern Conference and make it to the NBA Finals? I don't know if that's their job. Their job is to try to make you bet one way or another.
That is correct.
So what did you think when you saw that though? Is that, I mean, I think your immediate reaction is, wow, FanDuel thinks the Cavs are going to win the East? Huh, how about that?
Who else would be the team?
Knicks, maybe.
Cavs had the best record in the regular season.
Okay, we saw what
Knicks,
that meant.
Knicks don't have a coach. Celtics don't have their star player. Pacers don't have their star player. And they're not going to jump the gun and put Orlando in there. So I that didn't surprise me, Andy. I kind of assumed that would be the case. If Tatum were healthy, I bet the Celtics would have been that team. But he's not. And just because the betting odds are the way they are, it doesn't mean the Cavs are going to do that.
No, imagine if Indiana would have won. I mean, you were talking about the four seed winning an NBA title. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Indiana was 34-14 from January on. They were terrific. And that's what you're going to have to deal with here. The Cavs should be good again next season in the regular season, probably in the top four. I would imagine top two or three. But will they be a better playoff team? Maybe. You know, you got to keep it together. Just remember what the Celtics did. And everybody's talked about, well, they were patient with Tatum and Brown. Yeah, and changed everybody else around them. So expect that. If Kobe Altman does bring back the core four, which quite possible, don't be stunned if, you know, there's an entirely new bench on this team or an entirely three or four different guys in the rotation. It could happen. Might be Jalen Tyson. You know, they drafted him for a reason. I like him. I think he's an interesting prospect, and let's see what he might be able to do.
Just looking at those odds, though, do you think the Cavs are the team to beat in the East going into next season. I don't feel that. I don't have an overwhelming feeling. I could understand why someone would want to make that argument, but I just I couldn't stand on the soapbox in the middle of, you know, in the middle of the square over by Terminal Tower, Public Square, and say Cavs are the team to beat. Like I'm not feeling that.
Plus, you'd have people in, you know, ambulances with white coats walking up to you and saying, "Hello, sir. How are you today?"
I'll be like, "I'm fine. My name is Jeff Phelps."
One thing about this, and Dan came in and he said, you know, the East is wide open this year. Okay, if the East is wide open, I don't know that that's a good thing for the Cavs. You know, that's what you're hearing from all of the big time analysts. Boy, the East is wide open. Oh, really? So you don't believe in the Cavs? Because if the East is wide open, well, then the team that won 64 games probably didn't impress people enough because shouldn't they be the favorite? They should be the favorite.
They're not an overwhelming favorite either. I mean, the Knicks are right behind.
Right. So if you look at it, Andy, for the sake of the argument, drop Boston and Indiana down. Do that at your own peril.
Okay.
Because I think they'll both be very good, even without their best players. And they'll figure out a way to compete. I don't know that they're going to win the thing, but they'll compete.
Yeah, but I would probably say that if Boston doesn't have their best player, Indiana doesn't have their best player, the Cavs are better than both those teams. They should be.
Well, they were this in the regular season anyway.
Well, you mean overall record or head-to-head? Like when
overall
you actually watch them play against
each other?
Overall
record. That's all I'm going on here.
Yeah, I
because
don't know.
Once you get in the playoffs, it's a different world.
I can't overwhelmingly say that the Cavs were in watching the Cavs and Pacers play against you. I can't overwhelmingly say, "Oh, the Cavs are way better than."
I don't think they are. But without Tyrese Halliburton, you would have to give the Cavs the nod.
Yes,
certainly.
Yeah.
At least on paper now, as we sit here in late June. I mean, a lot of things can happen, and you know those teams might go out, Andy, and pick somebody up because they think, "All right, he's out for the year, and we're not giving up a year. We're going for it. We're gonna go get somebody." I would keep an eye on Orlando, man. That Desmond Bane trade gives them a real nice group.
Orlando and Boston have the same odds on FanDuel. Same odds.
Orlando's going to be nasty. Desmond Bane can play. And put him with Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, not to mention Suggs if he stays healthy. I think Orlando's going to be really good. I think they'd be sneaky money. If you're looking to bet to win the NBA championship next year, Orlando's sneaky money.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dan, are you comfortable saying the Cavs are the team to beat in the East next year? Are you comfortable saying that?
No.
Do you believe the Cavs can win the East next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with Dan.
Do you need me to explain?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I think that is because I think we're going to see a leap from Evan Mobley. You can see he started to make one offensively. I think we're going to see more of it. I want to see what year two of Kenny Atkinson looks like. You know, year one is all about laying down a foundation. Year two is about building on top of that foundation. So I want to see the wrinkles that come out of it. I want to see how this offense evolves, and I want to see if this offense stays instead of just magically disappearing in playoff series. I wonder what year, you know, more time does to this group. And I don't think if the Cavs walk into next season making, you know, a couple things off the edge, but like nothing massive, I think this Cavs team easily could win the East and could represent the East in the finals as well if the growth takes place that I think could be there. I don't think this is a doomed team. I don't think it's a flawed team. I just think it's a young team. And so I wonder if Father Time might be the best thing for them.
Could be.
What's the gap? I'll ask both of you guys this then. What's the gap between the Knicks and the Cavs?
I don't know that there is a gap. Knicks are going to be busy too. Just
the coach? I mean, could that be the difference?
I mean, one team has won the coach of the year.
Yeah.
Latest rumblings: James Borrego, who of course was a finalist for the Cavs gig, and I think he's a good coach. I think he'd be a nice fit there. Mike Brown apparently has been interviewed for the job. Same thing with Taylor Jenkins from Memphis. If I had to pick one or the other, if I was New York, I'd take Taylor Jenkins.
Every single team in the East is flawed. And it's going to be a question of which flawed team figures out the best way to cover up their flaw.
The interesting thing about being flawed, though they're flawed, they're also all pretty good. They're four or five, six teams. There's a team we haven't mentioned yet that you need to keep an eye on, too.
Philly?
J.B. Bickerstaff's Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, that's true. Anything about them.
And if Joel Embiid can stay healthy, oh my goodness.
I'm done playing. Could I say
anything more preposterous than that? Look out for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm not even playing that game anymore.
I understand.
I understand. He's like Zion Williamson to me. I pencil him in for 45 games, and that's the end of it. Like,
well, if he's there for the right 45, look out.
Are the Bucks locked? Can they make any moves to get better?
Not really. But again, you've got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because their odds are just under. Detroit's right behind Indiana. Indiana's plus 4,500. Detroit is plus 6,500. And then Milwaukee's plus 8,000.
I mean, that guy.
Milwaukee could be really good, too.
The whole thing with them is the thing with the East is there are so many teams that are like, okay, get me in the playoffs, and then let's see what this looks like. That's the part that's going to be so interesting about it. It's just how many teams are like, get me in the playoffs and let's see what this looks like. Mm-hmm. And I'll point the same thing to the Cavs. I wonder if them going for the amount of wins that they did, I wonder if next year you see them vie for the four seed and just kind of play things a little bit differently instead of going for the regular season wins.
Yeah, it's just a difficult.
I think they just happened, by the way, the regular season wins. They didn't try to become the best team record-wise. I think they just were. And I don't think they're going to purposely not try to win 64 games again. They'll try to go nuts. I just think they'll be hard-pressed to do it. I think they'll be hard-pressed to stay healthy. Only because...
Or at least have the same kind of luck they had during the regular season.
Right. They had really good fortune in the regular season. And that's... I mean, keep your fingers crossed that can happen again.
Bill is in Parma. Hey, Bill.
William.
Hey, good morning. You guys, great program. I really... basketball.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, sorry, we're having a little bit of trouble with your line. Go ahead, though. It sounds like it's clear.
All right. Can you hear me now?
No, we haven't. Do me a favor, Bill. Call me right back. I'll even hold the line for you. Just call right back just because
thank you.
That line's not working. So, I ask you, are you comfortable saying the Cavaliers are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? I'm not. I agree with everybody that says the East is wide open. And where can they go with this thing and how can they get there? And I don't think they can make a lot of move. I don't think they can make a major move to get this thing to roll.
They're clearly one of the top four teams in the league, in the East, clearly.
I do have 1 minute here. Bill, go ahead. Sorry. Bill, what do you got for us?
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I agree that it's going to be, I think it's going to be tighter.
Bill, we'll try it a little bit later in the
show.
You're
in a cellar.
Yeah, I don't know. You're in a bad spot right there. Thanks, man. All right, well, we gave it our best effort. And look at that. I was able to hold the phone line for him as all the other phone lines were on blast. You know who is coming up next? It is Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay Cabot's going to talk a little Browns with us. And that is next right here on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.